Martha, you are here with the M74 campaign. What exactly is the name of the campaign?
It's a joint action against the M74 extension, which is proposed to start in the autumn of 2004. It will mean a 5-mile motorway coming right through Cambuslang, Rutherglen, Torryglen, Govanhill, right into the heart of Glasgow, bringing more pollution, more environmental problems, more health risks, and bulldozing through local communities on the south side, taking away homes and businesses and destroying communities' way of life.
What do you want to do against it? What are your methods to try to oppose it?
On economic grounds, we want there to be a public local inquiry because it's going to cost £500 million. This is without proper research and an independent alternative being proposed or looked at, because this money could also be used to enhance the other types of transport provision, rail infrastructure, public transport, walking and cycling could be considered. We'd like to see across Glasgow Crossrail network and emphasis put on moving freight using the trains rather than the roads. And this is more sustainable and is better for the future of Glasgow that this can be brought on board. The railways are the future. The problems with the supply of oil are well known because of people know through the Iraq War that the oil is a treasured possession by the West. And they're building a motorway relying on cars and petrol as a way of supporting the economy. But we know that that's not going to last in the long run. We have to look at new renewable energy and protect the environment for our future generations. Building a motorway won't do that. It'll destroy the communities in the south side. It will enhance health problems of Glasgow through pollution. They're also going to be having to remove toxic waste to actually build this motorway. There's chromium waste at Cambuslang that would be disturbed. It could go into the water supply, into the air, and it's a toxic poison. It could kill someone.
What are you planning to do against it?
So we're asking for people to write a letter to the new Transport Minister, Nicol Stephen. We have regular meetings in the Govanhill Neighbourhood Centre that people can join, and we are having stalls at various events over the summer to raise awareness of the impact the motorway will have on the communities in the south side, but across Glasgow, and try to stop it just through regular discussion with local people, letting people know that, you know, they have a say, they can write a letter, they can speak to their local elected representatives and take part in groups to meet and put forward alternatives.
So Govanhill was like very famous of a Govanhill swimming pool campaign, lots of direct action squatting the swimming pool. Is this again a campaign which is rooted like in the local community, but it is also kind of having activism as in direct action against the motorway?
We have all sorts of opportunities. We have to consider every way forward to try to stop it. And it'll be up to each individual what they feel able to do. But at this stage, we would like people to write a letter to the local politicians, their councillors, their MSPs, their MPs, and the Minister for Transport at the Scottish Parliament, Nicol Stephen. Obviously, direct action has been taken before in these cases to try to stop motorways. But you know, everyone has different points of view about what they're willing to do. And at this stage, we're looking for support and for people to write letters.
So when is decision time on this motorway? Is it already decided or is it still in the run-up?
Decision time was autumn 2004.
Okay.
The road would be open in 2008 if it was given the go-ahead.
If people are interested to join your campaign and to know more about it, how can they kind of contact you?
There is the JAM74 have a website, but you can write to us at PO Box 3751, Glasgow G42 8WR.